Well, unlike their figure skating counterparts, speed skaters just don't have time for fashion. They're going too fast. Just today, the Olympic and world records fell in the women's 1500-meter race. But what looks nearly effortless is in reality a difficult feat. In a crouch on razor-thin blades, speed skaters reach speeds of 30 miles an hour or more. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold learned that it's not as easy as it looks, even though her coach was Derek Parra, who has won both silver and gold in these games, with one race still to come.
The only thing more intimidating than the vast, glistening sheet of ice in the Olympic Oval is the suit you're supposed to wear to race on it, at least according to the Nike rep.
The SwiftSkin is designed by Nike and 3M to eliminate any kind of drag.
All right, I'm putting on my second skin here. I saw all these guys doing this, so I can do this. I have no shame. Ooh, feels kind of slithery. Fortunately, this is radio. The suit's a bit baggy on me, especially in the quads. But the skates, or boots as they're called, are even more frightening. 16-inch blades ground to a single point. No inside or outside edge, like hockey or figure skates. So there's no little, edges, you know, on the tips.
like ice skates?
Yeah.
Figure skates? No, we don't want anything to slow us down.
My coach is Derek Parra. He's a lot shorter than me, but his single thigh is also a lot wider than me. He tells me critical things like not to wear socks and that the blades are bent in just one direction for the 45-degree angles on the turns. Do you think I'm even going to be able to stand up?
Yeah. Anybody have a helmet?
Just kidding. He's also kind enough to hold me up and get me going. Now, don't get me wrong, I know how to skate, but this is different. Imagine balancing on a razor blade. Now, bend over and try it.
Keep your knees bent. Yeah, just a little bit. And just kind of just take little small steps at first, you know?
Yeah.
Just take little small steps at first. Well, keep your feet together. There you go.
Okay.
Nice.
By now, the oval manager, the Zamboni driver, and everyone else in the place are enjoying the entertainment.
You're going to push and glide, push and glide.
Making that noise that you're
Believe me, I did the same thing when I started speed skating. I was
wobbly.
Yeah. It's just, that's what I'm saying. The bottom of your skates has an arc on the bottom of it. So you're actually only on maybe, even though those are like 16-inch blades, you're only on about 2 inches of it. The skill is to actually balance yourself on that 2 inches.
All right, don't laugh. Okay, I can do this. Wait, my arm goes like this, right, this. When I get to the corner, I don't know what I'm gonna do. This is harder than it looks. The faster I go, the more scared I get. But my coach, a former inline skater who made the transition to ice, has nothing but encouragement.
You're pretty good. There you go. Arms are off again.
But there's too many things to think about at once, let alone staying in a crouch. And the only thing I can think about is staying on my feet.
It's just balance and coordination. But it takes a lot of training, a lot of just hours and hours of doing things in that position to get comfortable in that position. And you just want to be able to have that stability and that strength in that position. And that's another key to speed skating.
But it's a key I'm not about to master anytime soon. I now know firsthand that it is much harder than it looks. Even with the fastest suit in the world, on the fastest ice in the world, and as it turns out, with the fastest coach in the world.
The Olympic gold medalist representing USA in world record time of 143.95, Derek Parra.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Salt Lake City.